And this is Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS Public Radio for AKD. Last week we got into hard bop. This week we're going to look at the history of post bop. Most of post bop history, besides a little bit of this and that, seems to start not in the mid 60s, but is being reflected in the Kind of Blue album by Miles Davis from 1959. That band consisted of John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Julian Cannonball Adderley, alto saxophone, Bill Evans on the piano, except on one cut on here, and Wynton Kelly's on that, with Paul Chambers on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Paul Chambers would join John Coltrane in his band of the 60s, groundbreaking band. And, of course, Miles Davis on trumpet, leading it all. And this is the great jazz quintet. They have a second great quintet. It's kind of hard to judge these in history. This album came in at number 12 in Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time, in between Velvet Underground with Nico and the Elvis Sun Sessions. And this is just a great album. These guys are blowing. I can't believe it. And there's a lot going on. A lot of this is just blues reharmonized. What's about to come is really what's about to come in the 60s. It's not show tunes. It's not Duke Ellington. It's not just these straight tunes or hard bop of Clifford Brown. It's something else. And what it is, it's in this 59 album. Let's take a listen. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and we're looking at post-bop history, its beginnings, and a lot of what I've discovered is that it happened in 59. It isn't mid-65. It's coming right in 59 with a lot of things that were sneaking under that was coming in the 60s that were just unexplainable. It was a great album. I can remember my parents having this, and I can remember hearing it. And Wikipedia, it's got a citation that's needed, but it's excellent description of what post-bop is. That's quote, generally, the term post-bop is taken to mean jazz from the mid-60s onward that assimilates influences from hard bop, modal jazz, the avant-garde, and free jazz without necessarily being immediately identifiable as any of the above. And I might add cool. Some of this sounds like cool, and that never made sense. 2 and 2 didn't make 4 whenever I thought about it with Miles Davis and this band. Without necessarily being immediately identifiable as any of the above. The term is a fairly recent coinage and was not in common use when the genre was active. It was just jazz. They didn't know. Something was going on and it was new, and you can hear it in these musicians, especially what's to come with John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone. It's just always great. Cannonball Adderley is just incredible. I know so many jazz musicians that just and saxophonists. Cannonball Adderley is just one of the best. Just the best, you know. Paul Chambers on bass, who would go on and play, of course, with John Coltrane. Jimmy Cobb on drums, and Miles Davis leading everything. Bill Evans, who would just lead his own bands. We'll get into some of that. And Wynton Kelly is on playing piano on Freddie the Freeloader. The last song, Blue and Green, is actually a Bill Evans composition. Next, we'll listen to Flamenco Sketches, and then Freddie the Freeloader, and then So What? You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and you might say So What, too. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRVS 88.7 FM, campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and a beautiful Cypress Lake Studios. And we're going through the beginnings of post-bop. I found something else that kind of helps describe it from the IndieJazz.com page. Quote, post-bop manages to combine the best of modal music with the change-oriented concept of bebop, amongst other things, reharmonizing standards from the great American songbook, allowing for shifts in feel, Latin, quasi-free, access to some extent a bridge between bebop and free jazz in the non-historical sense. Post-bop can also include elements such as funk and groove and maintaining modernity through incorporation of certain pop sensibilities of the time. People trying to sell albums and jazz isn't like it was in the big band era or before, where it's actually charting and a pop music. And even though this was still number 12, the album Kind of Blue in Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time. And we're going to listen to something that's kind of close to the last one, Freddie the Freeloader. This is So What? And a lot of beginning jazz musicians and artists, this is one of the first tunes that you learn. We're listening to Kind of Blue by Miles Davis from 1959, Miles Davis trumpet, Bill Evans piano, on everything except Freddie the Freeloader, which we just heard. John Coltrane on tenor sax, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums.
Thank you.
So we've heard the band in 59 that kind of brought everything. We still have a little bit of time left. I'm going to play the bass player that we all love, Scott LaFaro. He didn't live too long, and this is from 61. This is a composition, Glorious Step, by him with the Bill Evans Trio, live at the Village Vanguard. Paul Motion on drums, and Scott LaFaro just changed bass. He's just not playing, keeping time and ding, 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 ding. No. Everybody as in this trio is out in their own time, and his composition, Glorious Step, shows that. Let's listen to that.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
On this week's edition of La Bellonera, Latin music for Acadiana, we listen to music from Mexico, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Brazil. How does a song from Kenya make it to this week's playlist? Tune in on Thursday at 7 p.m. on KRVS 88.7 FM to find out why.
The olive comes from the oldest fruit tree known to man. Its treasured oil was used in religious ceremonies and to anoint athletes and kings. Definitely not your basic cooking oil, y'all. Join me, Chef John Falls, and Brenda Chatelaine, co-founder of the Smoked Olive in Sonoma, California, as we talk about olive oil and starting it up coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.